As COVID-19 outbreak continues to generate fear among many of us, we need to understand how the virus is being transmitted from human to human. Malaysia's former Minister of Health, Datuk Dr. Julkifli Ahmad, took this concern to his official Facebook page to explain to the public what it means to have close contacts with the people infected with COVID-19. The confirmation of Malaysia's 26th COVID-19 case caused an uproar by how the person had attended several meetings during his incubation period. Many were in fear because it's difficult to tell where these people went to during their incubation period. According to Dr. Julkifli, close contact means being in the same space within 6 feet 2 meters with a person infected with COVID-19 for a prolonged period of time, at least 2 hours. We have also cross-checked the information given by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, and Dr. Julkifli's PSA was definitely accurate. Other than that, close contact can also occur while caring for, living with, visiting, or sharing a healthcare waiting area or room with a COVID-19 case. The coronavirus can also be transmitted by having direct contact with infectious secretions of a COVID-19 case, e.g., being coughed on. There you have it, so don't panic when you haven't shared the same room with anyone infected with COVID-19. If you experience symptoms of fever, cough, or difficulties in breathing, please do not hesitate to get tested at the hospital. Should you have any questions regarding COVID-19, call these hotlines provided by Malaysia's Ministry of Health. Remember, always be considerate and wash your hands with soap while you sing Happy Birthday twice. Hydrate and stay safe, guys. Also read, COVID-19, 26th confirmed case is not patient zero, unrelated to his Shanghai trip in January. You have reached the end of this story.